Welcome to SpartanCast, a joint effort between WVYC, the voice of York College, and the York College Athletics Department. This weekly podcast will be an up-close and personal look at some of the coaches and scholar-athletes at York College. Now here is your host this week, Jeffrey Schiffman. And welcome to SpartanCast. We are here today with Joey Fiorino. He is a sophomore defenseman from the York College lacrosse team. First of all, thank you for joining us, and we appreciate you taking the time out to spend some time with us. Joey is a captain on the team, and this is the strange part. He's a sophomore. I don't know if there are any other captains in the college that are sophomores, but very impressive. Why do you think your teammates wanted to have you as a captain on the lacrosse team?
I'm not sure exactly why everyone wanted me to. The way I conduct myself is just try to compete as hard as possible and to lead in the best way that I can. You can ask Coach, I'm a very vocal player. My mom always says that she could tell when she was late to games because she could hear me from the parking lot. So I'm a very vocal guy. I like to get in people's face, try to bring everybody to a higher level. So it might just be the way I conduct myself and always have.
Obviously, a lot of the times, captains of teams are among the best players, but you were all CAC as a freshman. That is impressive. Do you think that may have played a role in the fact that a lot of people looked at you and said, wow, this is a really good player. This is a guy that can lead us to a much better season every year.
I don't think about that stuff. I really like to think about like our defense as a whole. So like I read an article that our defense is ninth in the country right now. And to me, that is much more impressive than me being an all-CAC freshman. It's me being a captain and leading to a ninth best defense in the country. That stat means a lot more to me. So I think they see me as a leader of the defense who can help lead our defense to becoming the best defense in the country. And so I think that would be more of a reason why.
Let's talk about the team and how the season has gone. You guys at the beginning of the season were not ranked in the top 30 in the country, and there are not a lot of lacrosse programs in the country. But right now, or as we stand, you're in the top five. What got you there?
We had a meeting. Coach Stiles went to the lacrosse convention that they have every year, and they handed out the top 30. And he looked through it, and we weren't in there. And then he brought a copy of it back a month before it was released, I believe. And he gave us all a copy, and he said, I want you guys to look through it and see if there's anything that you think is interesting. And we all flipped through it. And the first thing that came to my mind was that I looked through the All-American lists because Caleb had previously been an honorable mention. Bubba, Josh Kluver had previously been an honorable mention. Andrew Gamble had a great year, so I was expecting to see some names there. None of them were there. Flipping through, I go top 10. I knew we weren't going to be in there. 10 to 20 weren't in there. 20 to 30 weren't in there. And then coach was just like, so we've got a lot to do. So basically the way we attacked this season was just trying to be better than we were the day before. That's the mindset that we kind of have, is we're not trying to work against anyone. We're not trying to outwork Salisbury. We're not trying to outwork them with what they're doing. We're trying to outwork what we were yesterday.
Okay.
And if we keep doing that, we know that we're going to end up being better than our competition.
Sounds to me like Coach Charles does a great job at motivating you guys. And I've talked with him when we did a Spartan cast with him very early on. I think almost right as the season got started. And last season was a disappointing season. I think that, there were some things that happened. Do you take that and say, just put that in the rearview mirror and think only forward?
I believe the past is the past. Like, that totally different team, totally different players. We have 21 freshmen
now.
So
okay.
20 or 21, I can't remember. There's so many of them, I can't remember how many. But
you're the captain, you're supposed to remember.
Hard to keep track. But adding 20 guys, and we also have a junior or senior transfer who's a pole, so then there's 21 or 22 new guys on our team. So it's kind of hard to compare this year's team to last year's team. But I do use that as motivation, as that's not what we are. We are a team who works hard, who's going to win games, who's going to beat Salisbury in the CAC championship, who's going to win a national championship. That's our overall goal. So use that as like, we don't want to go back to this. We want to keep moving forward.
Did you set goals at the beginning of the season, personal goals? Or did you were totally focused on the team, wanted to win CACs, go to the NCAAs, do well in the NCAA? Was that your motivation for the season, or do you have some personal goals too?
I do have personal goals. I told my dad when I was 5 years old that I was going to be an All-American lacrosse player.
Okay.
So I'm definitely striving to do that. But I sat down with the other three captains, Ben, James, and Andrew Gamble, and we kind of talked amongst ourselves, and then we talked to the entire team. And our first step is to win all of our CAC regular season games, to have the best seed possible that we can in the CAC
right.
tournament. Then we want to win the CAC tournament. Then we want to win one NCAA game at a time to eventually win a national championship. But our goal right now is to take one CAC game at a time. And that's why Coach Childs does such a great job motivating us, like you were saying earlier, because after every game, we're back to 0-0. That's how we viewed every season.
Oh, okay.
So we're trying to go 1-0 today. Like, we want to go 1-0 today, and then as soon as the game's over, he's like, we're 0-0 now, we got to look forward. We're trying to go 1-0 against Frostburg, and then we're going to try to go 1-0 against Wesley, and then we're going to – so that's how we attack preparing for every team. Is that going – we're trying to go 1-0.
How do you find time to manage your college major, which is mechanical engineering, which is not an easy major, with your athletic? Because obviously you've been, it sounds to me like you've been a lacrosse player all your life, or at least a large percentage of it. How did you find that time to manage those two?
I had a lot of practice growing up because I was a three sport athlete from the time that I was six. So I either did football, wrestling, and lacrosse, or football, basketball, and lacrosse every year for as long as I can remember. So having that and learning how to get home from school, eat something, go to practice, come back when you're a kid, do like the little bit of homework that you have, just start – the time management skills started very early. And then – so by the time that I got here, yes, I have what seems like – an infinite amount of homework to do every night, but 30 minutes here and there can go a long way. So breaks in between classes and having friends in the engineering program that can help me plan out my time, that are willing to maneuver their schedules so that we can do homework together and work together so that I can have possibly a little bit of help on mine.
When you were looking at colleges, why did you pick your college?
Two reasons. Main reason was Coach Childs was the only coach that I actually liked at our first meeting. Every other coach, I got some opening lines that you would not believe from coaches that
who were recruiting me.
Like, I got a line where they said, "You should be honored that I'm letting you sit in my office." And I was like, oh, okay, that's not really what I wanted to hear the first thing that came out of your mouth. But when I came here, Childs was very open about the mindset and the goals of the program, where we wanted to go, who I would be playing with, how good they were. Like, he told me about Garrett Barker and Bubba and Caleb, and how he thought that I would work really well with all of them, and we've ended up working out great. And I've also wanted to be an engineer throughout my entire high school career, and this is probably the only place in the entire country that you can probably do both. I imagine RIT is the same way, because I'm pretty sure they're starting LSM as also a mechanical engineer. But that was the main reason, was Childs and his ability to work with mechanical engineers. The fact that he already had some on the team and that we're successful in both on and off the field. So,
what's your favorite thing about being on camp at your college? And don't say mechanical engineering classes.
That is definitely not my favorite part. But
you do have to go to those. You realize that?
I do. I do go to all my classes. I only skipped one class, and it was on my birthday to go get some lunch. So, only one in my four semesters so far. But honestly, I love coming to practice every day. I can't imagine not playing a sport in college, not having the camaraderie, really. That's probably my favorite part, is having guys that I can call at any time of the day from 12 a.m. to 11:59 p.m., and someone would come and help me. And I have 52 guys that would have my back through anything, so that's definitely my favorite part.
Joey Fiorino, a sophomore defenseman from your college lacrosse team. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for joining us for SpartanCast. SpartanCasts are available to listen to on the York College Athletics website, ycpspartans.com, or at the WVYC podcast site, wvyc.podbean.com. SpartanCast is a production of WVYC-FM, and any use of the material without the express written consent of WVYC or York College of Pennsylvania is prohibited. The SpartanCast executive producers are Jeffrey Schiffman and Scott Geis. Until next week, thanks and go Spartans!